Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey, it's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product for Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
Yo, hit that rap beat.
Yo, this podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool! Watch this!
Whoa. Or listen.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah, Andy?
My head's cold.
Well, take this.
What's this?
It's our Black Sunday Cool Beanie.
Wow, it's super soft.
I know, right?
And what's this on the front?
That's a customizable leatherette patch.
Wait, are you telling me I can order these black beanies from Sunday Cool and put my own logo or design on this patch?
You sure can. If you're a Ninjas or Butterflies listener, you can get them for only $9.99 each.
Wow, that sounds like a pretty good deal.
You can say that again. So go to sundaycool.com/promo and order your group's custom merch today.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah, Andy?
Thanks for being my friend.
All right. Let's get back to the show.
Happy Thanksgiving. Ouch.
You all right?
Did you fart?
Nice. Yeah.
I don't have my headphones on.
Well, get them on.
See, you do dress her in the morning, don't you?
Yep.
She can't do it herself. Look at that.
I'm like, what's off right now?
Your headphones. Those were off.
Someone's been wearing my headphones.
Someone's been wearing my headphones.
What's her name? Who is she? It's Luke Rogers. Oh, okay.
Guys, I said happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. It's the second most wonderful time of the year.
Yay.
I love singing that song as a kid.
Second most wonderful? You guys think Christmas is higher?
Oh, gosh. I wasn't talking about Christmas.
Oh, what you talking about?
Memorial Day.
President's Day. Memorial Day.
Columbus Day.
Columbus Day. Mm. Ugh.
Hey, Lil, what you doing?
Nothing.
Oh, she's like texting all of her friends. Hey, we're starting the show, the number one comedy podcast in the whole entire world. Ninjas are Butterflies.
Yes.
We missed you last week.
I know.
Oh, wait, no, the week before.
Week before.
Yeah.
I totally messed up. Yeah,
hey, we missed you the week before. All of the fans
we missed you the week before.
All of the fans let us know every time Lily's not on the podcast, as if we don't know.
They're like, this is good, but Lily wasn't on it.
As if we don't know. Yeah.
What did we...
Whoa.
What? Do you want a song?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You ever start a sentence and just not know where it's going to go?
Yep. No.
No, me either.
What are we thinking?
This is like really out of tune.
Uh-oh.
I'm just going to play something on there and then...
On the mixer?
Yeah, just try to vibe with it.
Do you have like a Thanksgiving song?
It's like a little different.
Maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess.
You want to... Yeah, you. I guess we'll try something.
All right.
Okay.
From the mixer.
All right.
Kind of nervous.
Here we go.
I don't even know what it's going to sound like.
I know, it's scary.
You guys ready?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Here we go.
Oh... No. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Yo, there's one poultry bird that I hate. And his name's a turkey.
Mm.
Yo, I'm just a turkey, living free.
feasting on these grains. That's the life for me. Then here comes this pilgrim, all dressed in black, talking about a feast, gonna need a snack. Gobble, gobble, listen to my rap. Pilgrim step back, gonna set you on a trap. Feathers fly high in the turkey sky. It's a rap battle and I won't be shy.
Hold up, turkey, with your giblet rhyme. I got a feast of plan, it's dinner time. You strut around like you own the place, but I got a recipe for your ugly feather face. One, two, buckle my shoe. Look out, little turkey, I'm coming for you. Three, four, who's at the door? It's the boys from the Pilgrim Burger of War!
Got a hat, a buckle, and some style, but your plans won't work, I'm too versatile. Thanksgiving's coming, I hear the talk, but you won't catch me, cause I'm on the walk.
Hold up, turkey, with your gobble groove, I got a carving knife, gonna make a move. Thanksgiving feast, it's a tradition, but your destiny is in my kitchen.
Gobble, gobble, I'm no one's feast. In this rap game, baby, I'm the beast. Pilgrim, pilgrim, you can't catch me. I'm the turkey king, wild and free.
Hold on, turkey, don't be so bold. Thanksgiving's here, gonna serve you cold. With stuffing and gravy all up on my plate.
You'll see, turkey, I'ma make it your fate.
Gobble, gobble. In this rap duel, pilgrim and a turkey, it's the turkey day rule. Feathers fly in this battle so prime.
It's Thanksgiving, gonna have a good time.
Yeah, so that was pretty good.
Yeah,
that was
what? A little rap.
What?
It's just a little rap, a little rappy do.
That's pretty impressive.
Is that how all the hip hoppers do it?
The hip hoppers?
Oh. Hippity hoppity.
Amazing.
That was fun. That was a really fun one.
Really good.
What was your favorite line saying?
I mess up my favorite line.
I know. Say you got to say it one more time.
It goes, where is it? It was. Yeah,
it's such a good line.
where it's one, two, buckle my shoe. Look out, little turkey, I'm coming for you. Three, four, who's at the door?
It's the boys from Mayflower ready for war.
That's awesome.
Imagine if we would have got it. Right, perfect. The first time.
I know. Yeah. Wow.
And as a person who never messes up the songs, I really need you to start practicing and trying and taking more seriously.
It's always me.
It's always you.
Ah!
Don't get upset.
But speaking of messing up, everyone be quiet.
Okay.
Because this question, I think, is pretty important.
What was that? It's a gobble. Okay.
Be quiet, be quiet. Sorry. Today's question, sent in by a viewer. Can Christopher Columbus do no wrong?
That's the question?
That's the question sent in by a viewer.
Can I see it?
Yep.
Can Christopher Columbus? Old Chrissy.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think he could do any wrong. No, yeah. not as far as I'm concerned. I've looked at his work and I'm pretty proud of it.
I would say so too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think everything that he's done has turned out pretty good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. What do you think?
I have reasons to be on the fence, but I think I actually do agree with you guys.
Okay cool.
Lily?
No.
He can't do any wrong?
He can do a lot of wrong. He did do a lot of wrong.
Name one thing.
I mean, I guess claiming a territory that already belonged to a group of people.
Okay. What was the result of that?
I mean... almost the extermination of an entire culture.
Whoa!
Okay.
That's a big accusation.
That's really? A huge accusation.
Talking about Christopher Columbus?
Christopher Columbus. Chris Columbus, the director of Home Alone 1 and 2, Harry Potter 1 and 2, Miss Doubtfire.
And Pixels with Adam Sandler.
Yeah, which that wasn't all that great. But,
I'm not going to accuse him of mass genocide.
No, I wouldn't
stuff.
At all.
That's insane.
Well, you guys heard it here first. Lily doesn't like Chris Columbus, the director, and he thinks he's going to cause mass genocide. Welcome to the show!
Oh, my God.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's chosen.
Has an empty your mind.
You learn martial arts.
It doesn't matter.
You nailed that.
That was well done. Baby. That was well done.
Yes, 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 yes.
What's the question for the thumbnail going to be? That was like a long
The first one. Take.
Yeah. What was it?
The first question we asked.
Okay. Yeah. Christopher Columbus, yeah. Do no wrong.
Yeah. Okay. The director of Harry Potter and Home Alone
2. Just dude, slowly getting smaller.
Believe it or not, when I watched that as a kid, it was extremely confusing.
Which one?
Being like in elementary school.
No, which movie?
That's what I'm saying. I'm telling. Oh. Like I'm like sitting down at the Sorcerer's Stone and seeing Chris Columbus come across the screen. Like, wait, what? He did this too?
The man.
That's incredible.
In 16 whatever two.
1492.
No, I was 16.
14.
I don't know.
I think it was 14. Yeah, right. Google. I can't remember.
16.
Because I'm thinking, I'm getting the pilgrims 15, and him mixed 15. Up.
15, 14, 1492.
Eat it.
He was born in 1451. So
he lived to the 1700s.
What?
I just can't understand that Josh is no. I was like, no, Lily was right. Wait, no.
That doesn't sound right.
He's 200 years old.
Can you grab me one of those magic mines?
Yeah, I think we got one.
Yo, listen.
Are there more?
No, this is the last one.
Which is a bummer, because I
was Magic Mind has altered my history.
Wow, is it
I'm no longer drinking Red Bull. This has officially taken my Red Bull.
Even place. Even water, forget about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, forget about water.
Don't drink water, guys.
No, for real, this Magic Mind.
Yeah, I know.
It's like all this like natural good free stuff.
It's weird because I drank one like almost every day for 2 weeks. And it like if you always have like the gazebo effect, right? But then after a couple of days, I was like, wait a minute, that sound like this actually yeah. does notice like my focus yeah. is a lot better.
It's so. Like they say to drink it after your cup of coffee, and it's yeah. like a prolonged just
coffee experience,
focus, energy, but not all like
there's not like that 2 p.m. slump.
Like watch what happens when you drink this.
Okay, nothing's gonna happen. It's just a tiny little green drink, right? I mean, how magical can it really be? I mean, wow, that was magical. And it blew my mind.
Anyways,
Magic Mind.
Magic Mind. Pretty dope stuff.
Hey!
What?
Whoa. There was like half a thing in there.
There's a drop.
Let her finish it. Let her finish it.
I don't want to know. There's a drop.
Anyways.
Ah, Magic Mind.
I got a magical mind from drinking Magic Mind.
We should just start making up a bunch of jingles for them. I got a magical mind, and it's from magical mind.
Magic Mind.
Magic Mind.
Speaking of Magic Mind.
And Thanksgiving.
And Thanksgiving. Here's a fun little history fact.
Okay. Wow.
So New York. New York. Concrete jungles that are made of. It was first occupied by the Dutch.
The Dutch.
The Dutch.
Oh, yes, the Dutch.
From Holland, isn't that funny?
Weird. Isn't that weird?
I don't know if I've heard that voice from you very often. That kind of took me by surprise.
Smoking a pancake?
Dude, best line? The what he does? The pan? A waffle and a...
Paper waffle?
What is this from?
Goldmember.
Yeah, you wouldn't Barry. Know. Yeah. My favorite is where he's
it's
like...
gold...
He eats his peeling skin.
Oh, so fresh. Well, good one.
Save me from myself.
So good. That's one of my favorite bits from movie history is when he does the pancake and like that, the whole
Schmoking
thing.
Smoking a pancake.
And you could tell there's probably so many prop people down there that are just handing him things.
I'm Dutch. Isn't that weird? but yeah, the Dutch occupied New York before the Brits moved in.
How does that work?
It was called New Amsterdam originally.
Okay, so how does that work? So they got here before us?
Mm-hmm. Or they occupied that area first.
Okay.
Yeah. But then the English moved in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we don't like them Dutch folk.
Yeah.
And so they tried to come up with a slur for the Dutch that were living in New York.
Bros.
And the typical Dutch man at this time literally pretty much had two names. It was either this one or this one.
Wait, and why?
That was, I guess, just unoriginal. I don't know.
Oh.
But one of the names was Keys,
mm-hmm.
which is a shorter American version would be Cornelius. So Keys.
Okay.
So Keesh.
Keesh.
And then Jan, which
yeah,
John, and so they decided to combine them. It would be the Yankees.
Yankees.
Which later became the Yankees.
The Yankees.
Baseball.
Baseball.
Yankees.
Who later became Honkies.
Honky. Yeah, I won't sing it. But isn't that a fun fact?
That is crazy. That's literally where it came from?
The baseball team was born out of hating a certain group of people.
So we should cancel the Yankees?
Uh-huh. The Yankees.
Yankees.
This whole time you've been talking about also thinking about other Austin Powers things, and I this quote from it is applies to what you just said, but also those who are listening that haven't graduated yet and they ask you what your quote should be in the yearbook, this would be a good one.
Okay.
It's what Michael Keaton says when he's like, there are two things in the world that I hate the most. One, those are who are intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch.
There's two things I hate in this world. Those who are intolerable of other people's cultures.
You said Michael Keaton?
Yeah.
In Austin Powers?
Michael Keaton?
No.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was Michael Keaton.
What was he?
He was
Basil. Basil, right?
No, Nigel.
Nigel.
Nigel Powers.
That wasn't Austin's Michael dad. Keaton. That's Michael Caine.
Oh,
oh yeah.
I was like, when does Batman showed up in Austin Powers?
Michael Caine. Michael Caine.
Same thing.
You know they say the trick to get his accent down is saying the words my cocaine. That's if you say the words my cocaine, that's saying Michael Caine in his voice.
Michael Caine.
My cocaine.
Michael Caine.
My cocaine. You blew the body doors off.
You blame the bloody levels all.
Master Wayne.
Michael Caine.
Master Wayne. I will not bury another man.
Oh, it sounded good, but it didn't sound like Michael Keaton.
I know.
Caine.
Caine.
That sounded nothing like
Batman.
Michael.
And he was Alfred for Batman. We've all connected.
Wow.
Boom.
Full circle.
So this is what it feels like for you when we talk about Lord of the Rings.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Just go I over. Apologize now.
Michael Caine.
But I've at least seen Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, you.
I've watched all of its entirety, all of the Hobbits of all except for the show, obviously. But
I feel like you can't watch Austin Powers now and appreciate it. I feel like it's like a childhood thing.
Yeah.
But you should watch Anchorman as soon as we leave this office.
Anchorman is unreal. Speaking of unreal, Netflix came out with that movie today, The Monster or The Killer,
The Killer
on Netflix by David Fincher.
Oh.
Michael Fassbender's in it. It looks insane. Oh. And it's like he hasn't released a film in 5-6 years. It's going to be crazy good.
He missed it. He should have done it before Halloween.
I know it.
Goober.
Come on. Yep. There is a horror movie out that is The Pilgrim, though. Do you see that?
Yes, we did. Yeah.
There's going to be no leftovers.
We were like,
that's so insane.
Okay, I was trying to look up topics for today's podcast, and I'm like, is there a conspiracy theory around the pilgrims and all that stuff?
There's got
to
be.
Not that I could find. I didn't look super hard.
It's been buried.
But not a great time of history.
No.
Overall, not 100% a good time.
Here's a brief rundown for history for you.
Okay.
The English came over. The pilgrims, they were not the first people from England to step foot in the Americas.
Yeah, that makes no sense to me, but yeah. Go ahead.
But so they were coming, the English and all over Dutch, they were coming to America. They came to... the territory where Plymouth Rock was, you know.
Right.
And then they left, and then, but they brought disease, and it wiped out on the East Coast, like, over 90% of the Native Americans.
Goodness.
Right? And then the Pilgrims were, what were they? They're like, the Puritans, they're Christian, but they're, like, very, very conservative, and they weren't getting along with King James. And so... they're basically like, they fled to, I think, Holland. And like, well, we don't want to be here. And so they went back to King James and was basically like, can we just go to America and we'll set up a little city for you? And he's basically like, yeah, get out of here. So they went.
I don't want to see your face again.
Yeah.
Joke's on them. It doesn't even exist.
Oh, but the deal was that they would send back fishing. So they would be like an export for England for fish.
Fish? How's it going to keep?
Don't know.
Salt.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
Salt.
Fish chicky.
Preserves it.
For that long?
Turns out the pilgrims had no idea how to fish. they didn't.
Nice.
So they landed at Plymouth Rock, right? They get off and they just started starving to death because they didn't know how to fish.
Yeah. And it's not like you just go to a Bass Pro.
Yeah.
Like, and now any person can go out to a lake and catch a fish now.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty simple. but
yeah, they didn't.
That would have been so difficult because it's like you're literally like it's a primitive
yeah.
skill set you do not have.
They didn't know the terrain either, so they didn't know how to grow crops, all that stuff. And then who was his name?
Squanto.
Squanto. Squanto.
Correct.
He was a Native American in that region who acted as a translator between the tribe that was living there. He became so good at English because he was captured like 13 years prior and was sold as a slave
to
a rich Englishman who taught him English. And then he went back to America. He was able to go back to be a translator. And he, so they're doing good. They're like kind of like watching each other. The chief of the Native Americans didn't trust Squanto though. He's like, because he can't understand him. He's like, yeah. I don't know if he's up to something.
Yeah.
But Squanto basically saved the pilgrims. Like he taught them how to grow food, corn, all that stuff, how to fish, what to hunt, all that stuff. And then it was actually, I think in October, the official Thanksgiving Day. Got together with the Native American chief. And
who initiates that? Do you know? Like, who initiated that?
The pilgrims.
Really?
Yeah. And so they had a feast together. And then very shortly after that, Squanto went to these different Native Americans and was basically like, hey, the English will do whatever I say. Let's rise up against this chief and overthrow him. And then the chief was like, got wind of it and said,
I'm gonna
kill you, Squanto. And then Squanto, the English are like, wait, you can't do that. And
he's
then,
our buddy. Like,
and then I think, I forget the rest of the story, but I think they ended up killing Squanto.
That makes sense, though.
The most important part of the story.
I know. I was visualizing the YouTube video. Oh, my goodness.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so thanks. And then the pilgrims, they moved, and then more Native Americans died, and like they all hated each other. And
jeez. And we all lived happily ever after that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Nope. Ah. Yeah. No.
Nah. That's scary, dude. That's wild. That would be such a crazy time to live in. But also, like, I don't know. How do you feel like that as a friend? You're a Native American. You're looking at someone going over there and hanging out with these white dudes.
Yeah.
Who had just taken over the land, killed all your friends and family. It's like, how do you do that?
I don't know.
What a wild world.
I bet we looked so ugly to them.
Probably.
Because
probably stunk too.
I know, because like coming off of that ship, barf.
Yeah, probably arrogant too. The whites.
Well, they were really mean to the natives. Like,
yeah, it sounds like it's
the Christian Puritans or whatever. They would refer to them as savages
because they just had a complex.
Yeah,
golly, a bunch of bummers.
Yeah,
these pilgrims aren't bros, dude.
It's like what Pocahontas says when he's like, you don't know any better. You want houses like this? And she's like, what's up with our houses?
Yeah.
They're cool.
Yeah, we like them.
We like my house.
This way.
You should really do something different. Don't do that.
We don't want to.
We don't. Imagine going to somebody's house and just like, oh my goodness, you should really change everything. This is amazing.
Do you remember when you were kids and you would talk to your friends and they'd be like, how many stories is your house? And that's like what determined how big your house was?
I don't know. That never happened in Laura.
Oh, really?
I don't think so.
Me either.
My kids want stairs so bad in their house. They're like, one day we're going to have a house with stairs.
Dude, I say, nope, stairs,
not a chance.
I grew up in base housing, though, so everybody had the exact same house.
Mm.
So
it's tough.
But yeah, the Thanksgiving Day was a good day. So that's why we celebrated, because it was a day that we were able to just sit down and have a nice meal and share with each other. But the day after... Which is kind of funny that we call it Black Friday now, and that's where people are psycho and all greedy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's like the energy has.
I didn't even make that connection until right now.
Dang. Yeah, that's true. And think about it, like the pilgrims knew what they were going to do the next day. Yeah. So it almost ruins kind of the good day.
Yeah.
Because it's good for the Native Americans.
Yeah.
Who hopefully just, we're just trusting them.
Yeah.
Golly.
Is it the second law of thermodynamics? For every action, there's an equal and opposite. Are we causing the chaos on Black Friday because we're celebrating Thanksgiving?
I mean, Black Friday wouldn't exist if we didn't have Thanksgiving. It really wouldn't, right?
So
there would still be a shopping day prior to Christmas.
Amazon
Prime. It would probably be like Christmas time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we've never had a
cancel holiday. Thanksgiving, cancel greed.
Guys, just stop giving thanks.
Yeah.
Just quit stop being thankful.
It. No more getting together with your families.
I swear, if I smell one scent of gratefulness, I'm going to freaking lose it.
Speaking of gratefulness, did you hear that hunter who was like in the woods bow hunting? And people were saying, oh, that's Bigfoot that you're hearing in the background. And
you heard a noise?
Yeah, I was like,
oh, okay.
Terrifying sounding. I got to find it, the part where, hold on. Yeah, all right, right here. Listen to this. Hold on. Is that hero?
Why are you holding it like that?
Did you hear it though?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a.
Sounds like
it sounds
ghost.
Like a deep man like a yell. Dude, yeah, it's like it wasn't like a roar. Like yeah, it was like a yell.
Primal. Yeah.
That's so scary.
I would probably just go home.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing. You always wonder what it could be, though. You always don't want to be that the guy that was like, I heard a noise and I ran home, right?
Well, but he was sitting there. Yeah, he was just like, he's like, there's this yell out there. He's like, I don't know what that is.
Something in me wants to just go and be like, I'm going to figure out if this person's okay. I'm going to go through the woods and try to find this person. Right?
If you're, yeah.
You got to save them.
If you were going to set a trap for whatever that was, possibly a Bigfoot, what bait would you set out?
Jack Lynx. Right? It works in the commercials.
It does.
That's true.
It's foolproof, dude.
Just
a cheesecake in the middle of the woods.
Yeah, that's exactly
what in the middle of a bear trap.
There's also this video I saw. This one's scarier, way scarier. This dude, I think he lives in Arizona. He's like a ranch hand.
Uh-huh.
And he's like half Native American or something. And he does like a live streaming while he's like getting all his cows and stuff. He's like riding his horse. And he was on this road. He's like in the middle of nowhere, like Arizona. And then the horse started like kind of like acting weird. And then in the woods or in the brush next time you hear a, hey.
Dude. In the middle of nowhere?
Yeah. And they're going, hey. And the horse is like turns around and starts running. The guy's like, oh my gosh.
That's a skinwalker, dude.
And then, no, yeah. And yeah. Then the next day he was going out at night and it was another, hey. Dude. But it sounded like a little kid.
Jeez.
And then I got the audio if you want to hear it.
No, I don't want
to
hear it.
Yeah, we have to hear it.
There's commentary over it, so let me find it
right.
Real quick.
Recorded audios are just so terrifying for some reason.
How do you fight a skinwalker? You go and you pray over their house or
yeah,
something?
I'll tell you here in a second.
Hey.
Yeah. What? So that was it dude, during I'm the done. Daytime.
How do you know it's not a kid that really needs help, though?
Hold on. Listen.
Don't you trust animals' instincts a little bit, though?
Here, this one, yeah. This is the one at night.
A weird.
That sounds like a
that's
goat.
A goat.
That's what he
goat.
Says. He says that sounded like a goat.
Yeah.
Or a kid. And then, but he was sitting there. He went back to the thing where the cows were. And then you hear, like, talking in the woods. And he, like, did the light. And there was just, like, a dark shadow
shut up,
figure
stop.
Just like standing
Josh,
out there.
Josh!
What? I'm just telling you what I saw. And it's Thanksgiving.
This
it's
is
scary.
A Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah, we're being thankful that that's not in our backyard.
That's right.
Anyways, Blurry Creatures, episode 115. They talked to a Navajo ranger who was a Navajo ranger for 30 years. And he talks about skinwalkers.
Yikes.
Really? Terrifying.
What is the source of a skinwalker? Is like, is it just a
basically
zombie?
It's demonic, right? It's just like a demonic.
No, it's like the witch doctor stuff where like they literally, he says the like the skinwalkers, they carry a pelt of the animal that they turn into. And so they carry it. And if they have it, and he says they go, but it goes as far as anything with DNA they can transform into.
Oh my goodness.
So the natives, the Navajo, they said basically, don't pee outside. Don't poop outside. Don't leave your clothes hanging up to dry outside.
Because they would imitate you.
And because they can get your DNA.
Dude, so scary.
But here's what they
reminds
say.
Reminds me of The Village.
Yeah, true.
A little bit.
They say that how to kill a skinwalker is there's, he told this story. Basically, there's this couple. They got home and there's a fox looking creepy looking creature.
Yeah.
The guy, or no, it was a coyote, I think. Yeah, coyote. He He grabbed his gun and he shot it, and it went behind this like rock or brush. And then all of a sudden, or he went up to shoot it again and went to grab its foot to pull back. And as he's pulling it, it turned into a human leg. And
he was holding it?
Yeah. So he grabbed the coyote leg and he's pulling it back, dude, and it turns into a human leg. And then they called the ambulance, and they came, and supposedly at the doctor or at the hospital, like 40 people like ran out of the hospital. Right. But they say to
40 people that were working on the person.
Yeah. Like ran out of the hospital because they were so terrified of what they were seeing.
Oh, my.
But they, goodness. The guy, he's like, I know who it was. He works at the convenience store. That's the skinwalker.
So they have like jobs and hobbies and stuff.
Yeah. They're just normal people.
What are they just like, what's their motive? Terror?
I guess. I have no idea. I don't understand the Navajo culture. You know, like what, why?
Maybe they have to pass from person to person or thing to thing, or I don't know.
I don't know. But basically they say the darkness of it. So they recognized who that guy was. Mm-hmm. They went to his house and confronted him, and the skinwalker, like what happens at that point, once they are confronted of like, they were basically sought out, outed.
Yeah.
They die in 3 days. And so he died in 3 days after they went to his home.
What do you say to him? I know what you are.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Then run for 3 days.
Yeah, literally. What's that song? What's a song by that guy where he's confronting his demons and stuff? What's his song?
Piano Man.
No.
Oh, no. Sing us a song, Piano Man.
Oh, no.
I'm confronting you right now.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway. But yeah.
This is so scary, Josh. Okay,
sorry.
But
I'm just saying when I came across.
I love that the horse sensed it, though.
Dear yeah. Wormwood.
Do you think there are Dear Wormwood?
By the Oh Hellos.
Oh, yeah. That's from C.S. Lewis's book. They're like reading out of his book.
It's a bop.
Yeah.
It's a bop.
It gets me like,
I know who you are. I know who you are.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I'm not jumping.
But yeah, go listen to that episode 115, Blurry Creatures. It's fascinating.
Our neighbor boys are so like absolutely petrified about skinwalkers because I think that's somehow involved in like, it's a cultural thing though too. And they're always bringing it up to me. Mm-hmm. They're like, have you ever heard of a skinwalker? I'm like, we've had this conversation. Yes, I have. I said, don't manifest that here. I'm like, you go home and pray, dude. Pray right now.
The coolest part of that guy talking though was because I think Nate asked him like, what do you say to people that like, you know, don't understand the Navajo culture and stuff? Like how can they believe you on all these things, all this like past, like paranormal stuff. And he talked about how the Navajo don't have a written language, but their language is an oral language, and how it's passed down is it's either once or twice a year they have a gathering where they do basically the telling of their entire history in song form.
That's so sick, actually.
Yeah, and they say that it's so critical that you get every single word right. If someone messes up one word, the whole thing is trash, basically. Yeah. Like, they have to start over. And so he said the accuracy, this is the same song that has been sang since the founding of the Navajo, and which I thought was so cool. Of like,
it's kind of like those people, the mom and daughter that were in Georgia. They trace back their history, like, and they're singing the same song they were singing years and years before in Africa. Like they're like the same dialect, the same exact, like it's down to the literally like the syllable, the pronunciation. Like it's so wild how that stuff is to keep up. You would have to be so.
Yeah.
I don't know, just particular on everything.
Yeah.
Because if you're not, you run the risk of generations hearing a different narrative. It's like being a telephone.
One tiny, like you add an S onto something, and like, man.
Yeah, so the it's so cool. But what's not cool is how the white man came in, and they basically, whatever time period it was to where they started kicking the natives off their land, you no longer had claim to your land, and it was written in the law. It's called like the savage law. So if you were deemed a savage, you no longer had claim to your land. And the part that made you a quote unquote savage was that you didn't have a written language. And so the Navajo obviously don't have a written language, but their oral language is so
rich. Yeah.
So rich and so dead on.
And probably more advanced than our spoken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our written language, I mean, sorry.
Yeah, because they have like, he said something like, for certain words, they have like 50 words that can describe one thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Golly, that's cool.
Anyways.
Dude, going back to your neighbors, what are they ethnically though?
Guatemalan,
but yeah.
Okay. Well, I was wrong. In Mexico, there's a...
Well, their dad is from Mexico.
I'm not sure. He lives in Mexico now.
Hold on, how do I say this?
They watch our podcast.
Yeah, hi guys.
Hi, Jordy. Hi, James.
However you pronounce that, N-A-H-U-A-L, they have in Mexico story of what they call a that word, but it translates to shape-shifting witch.
Ugh. Nice.
And so it's the exact, like, it's kind of crazy. There's, like, carvings of them that I'm looking at, and it goes way back.
And that, isn't that something that's kind of, once again, across cultures stuff?
What,
like
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what's interesting.
Golly, so that's... Yeah.
It's the same exact...
Well, yeah, because in Africa...
Yeah, did Taylor say there was stuff in Africa, too? Somewhere?
Yeah, there's... one of his buddies in Africa, he was from the Congo. I think this is a story. I could be completely wrong with this. I'll have to get Taylor on to tell it. But he talks about the witch doctors. There's this this forest in the Congo. And basically the locals are like, no one goes. No, you can't go into those woods.
Yeah.
And they witness these witch doctors walking up to the edge of the woods and then like turning into like a snake going into the woods. And she's like, nah, cool.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
What was the... For the coyote and the Native American, what are they? What was the word that they used for the coyote?
I don't know.
You had just said it, but I was thinking.
Did?
I thought you did, but
I did. That's impressive because I don't even know.
Wait, are you full blooded Native American?
Maybe.
Take off that hat right now.
So what they have for this though is it translates. I thought it was something like trickster. For the coyote.
Oh.
But anyways, yeah. They have it also translates to transforming. Trickster or magician.
But spooky, guys.
Spooky, 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 spooky. I did the skinwalker thing for the connection of talking about the Native Americans and stuff.
Mm.
Yeah.
He's trying to justify bringing it up.
Bring up a happy subject, Lil. What's a happy Thanksgiving subject?
Yeah, you tell us a happy subject right after this ad, so don't go anywhere! What is that? My turkey friend! What is that? It's across the sea! Land! Oh! Wait a second. That's not land. That's Sunday Cool Swag with all the Black Friday merch sales.
Woo!
Right. Okay.
Woo!
So we got a lot of discounts on all SundayCoolSwag.com because it's Black Friday, the day of greed. But it's not greedy to go buy things for your loved ones. Right, Turkey?
Woo!
All right. SundayCoolSwag.com. Black Friday sales. Go. That's a terrible turkey.
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know anything but that.
You said be a turkey the whole time. I don't know what to do with this.
Fly.
This is opposite of how a turkey works. It's supposed to go up here.
I'm a peacock.
I'm not a turkey! I don't know how to fly!
Where are you going?
Yeah. I gotta pee real quick. Please.
Okay, I have a question while he's going to the bathroom. We debated this yesterday off podcast. Yes. I want your take on it. Is LaCroix a soda?
Yes.
Defend your position.
Well... In this argument, are we recognizing sparkling water as its own category? Because it's a sparkling water.
Okay.
But it's not, ooh. If we're only looking at water and soda, then it's a soda.
I think the context we're arguing out of is just what is accepted in the world or what should be.
I think anything that's carbonated, any water that's carbonated, has to be classified as a soda.
I'm in agreement with you.
And so
this isn't fun because we all literally agree.
I don't think it's a soda at all, actually.
It's a spark.
I don't think it's a soda at all because sodas have syrups. Sodas have flavors that you can actually taste. So LaCroix is not a
watch
soda.
Watch it. LaCroix is loud with their flavoring.
They're not. They're literally
I've
not.
I've already forgotten. I asked you to remind me yesterday. I forgot
LaCroix
again.
Is like you're holding a glass of water and a truck that has a load of oranges drove past you. That's all the flavoring you're getting.
My favorite one is LaCroix tastes like TV static, and then somebody in the other room yells the name of a fruit.
Yeah, exactly. It's like someone's holding a glass of water and they're thinking of a fruit.
Did you pee like on the wall outside or something? How are you so fast?
In and out, baby.
That's what it's like being a man. Pee real fast, be done real quick.
Be a man.
Be like a racehorse.
Can you fix that?
This?
Yeah.
No, because when I don't do it, it like falls down. It like pulls out of my ears.
Okay, well, it's
a... Where are your headphones?
I can't wear it with a hat.
You're a silly boy.
How am I silly?
Do it like backwards. Do it like this.
No, because then it falls off.
Silly boy.
You're a silly boy, dude.
Is that better?
I can still see it.
Stop.
You asked me if it was better.
Enough! Enough! But wasn't that ad fun?
So fun.
That's the blast. We were just talking about the soda debate.
Yeah.
LaCroix soda.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What do you got, Lil?
For what?
Question corner with Lily.
When the questions are fresh on our mind.
This wraps up our November Question Corner's Thanksgiving theme. If you were to elect another balloon to be blown for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, what pop culture reference would you pick? I'll go first.
Jeez.
I'm either picking Old Greg or Amber Heard's poop.
Amber's Heard poop. That would have to be it. That's a deep dig right there. You're like, wait a minute, is that just a regular pile of poop?
That'd be really cool if they...
There's a pillow underneath it.
If they did like a giant, like, you remember that show Charlie Brown?
Yeah. I think so. That was the one with when he lived on Pineapple Under the Sea?
Yeah, that might be it.
Okay.
But like Charlie Brown. That'd be so cool if they had like a giant Charlie Brown.
Josh.
What?
They do.
No.
I think I've heard a bit about it before.
No.
I think I've seen it.
They've never had Charlie Brown.
They do.
What?
Yeah.
No. Prove it. Someone pulled up a picture.
There's no proof.
There's
no proof. We look it up. It's like literally a Mandela effect. It's never happened.
Just kidding.
You would have a stroke.
I know that there's a Charlie Brown.
Could you imagine?
That's a joke.
Hey-oh.
That's the only one I know, really. That's like the iconic one.
Snoopy.
Oh, yeah, Snoopy.
Yeah.
Wait, then Charlie Brown might not be afloat, right? Oh, he is. Okay, never mind.
What?
What about Blue's Clues?
What about him?
He has one.
Who is that?
Oh, my gosh.
He's Filipino.
I would do Power Rangers.
Ooh.
That would be good. I would love to see a cat dog float, dude. It would be like 5 blocks long.
I bet you they used to have one.
Really?
I'll look it up. But
I would do Matt Foley, the motivational speaker from SNL. I think like that would be the that just the suit just flapping in the wind.
Nice.
Him just like reaching out. It'd be so big and plump. It'd be amazing. It'd be awesome.
I'm going to go back to the glory days of YouTube, the original days, and I'm going to do 2 unicorns and a magical Leopleurodon.
Nice.
Is that from Charlie the Unicorn?
Yeah.
That was fun.
Retro. Wow.
Isn't that funny? Everyone always says like Gen Z's humor is like so whack. And it's like, then we look at the videos we used to watch. We're like,
dude.
Yeah, that's bro. We get it.
Who was the guy that made like the shoes video? Like shoes.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, shoes.
Do you remember the guy that was, the videos were absolutely silent, but he would like smack a chicken breast on his thigh, like a raw chicken breast, and he always like broke eggs in the toilet and stuff?
Oh, that's, yeah, how to basic. It would start off like a tutorial video, and then suddenly it would just go chaotic. They still do that. It's amazing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'd choose.
What? Which one?
I forget. Oh, Power Rangers.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Just because I love the Power Rangers.
I know you do. What's your favorite Power Ranger?
The red one.
Why?
I don't know.
Boy or girl?
Boy.
Boy? What was his name?
He had a crush on the pink Power Ranger,
I did
right?
have a crush on the pink Power Ranger. She was hot.
Josh Cooper!
She was!
You are hot!
Ew!
What? You're my wife!
This is a children's show!
Ew, gross, guys.
You're in a room. Children's show?
Children friendly!
That's different.
But I find you attractive because you're my wife! There's no winning.
All right, let's
there's
say
no
some,
winning.
Let's just say some cuss words to get it, like just to round it out. You know? Okay.
Bubble gum.
Dude, have you seen the actual actress?
Bleep it out.
The actual actress who plays the Pink Power Ranger for one season at least looks exactly like you.
Who? Show it.
What? Wait.
It's close.
No.
Brunette.
We're very different.
that we are extremely different, and it kind of upsets me.
No, she's beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Oh, ew. This is a family show, guys. Come on.
It's my pilgrim wife.
Yes. What would be your Jebediah? Was that what you choose? Or Quincy? Or Greasy? Was that what you said?
I said Greasy. Yeah.
What's Greasy?
I don't know. what would be your pilgrim wife's name?
What, like Patience.
Helga.
Prudence.
Helga.
Prudence. That's a fun one.
Prudence.
Harmony.
Jebediah and Prudence.
And our 15 children.
Hey, Jude, get us a song.
Okay, I will.
Ah! Ow!
Shut up.
Prudence, hurry.
Beyonce.
All the Andrews.
How's it going?
And you pick your phone up. Go to the DMs, looking what he's sending, checking it right now. There we go. I don't know.
Yeah, that works.
That's great.
Yeah.
Would have thought you would have gone with Halo.
Ender.
Look at those reels.
Dude, when I was 13 years old, I listened to that song probably. You remember how iTunes used to tell you how many times you listened to a song?
Halo.
Probably 13,000 times I listened to the Halo by Beyonce.
Have you heard the person who actually wrote it?
No.
Do it? She actually yodels.
I like what Andrew just did, though. Look at those reels you found.
Take a look at your phone right now.
It's Andrew's real.
I don't know the song well enough.
Oh, okay. All right, did you send it?
Nope.
Come on, Andrew.
Okay. This is your I'm sorry. We're waiting on you.
I'm just stalling for you.
I'm just loving the nostalgia of the song.
All right, ready?
Volume matters.
Okay.
Ready? I don't have it.
All right, click off of it.
I literally don't have it, so everybody chill out. It's because Josh won't give me
a
phone.
I love the person that's the only person yelling is the one that's also saying, hey, everybody chill out.
Yeah.
Hey, chill out!
Prudence, mind your tone.
Josh!
What?
Golly. I love this. I feel like the older brother that like says something and the other
did you get it?
In trouble.
Yeah, I have it now.
Oh, golly. Okay. Ready? 1, 2, 3, click.
Lion, coming. Point your vehicles. Faster.
Oh, no.
What is it?
What's going on? Why are you having a picnic right now?
Faster.
Dude.
Look at that guy.
They never show up, but he's saying, faster, lion, faster. Can you imagine being on a family safari?
I love how the staff is, like, outrunning all the people. Yeah.
Because they probably, like, guy only freaks out when there's a problem.
Somebody said the guy in khaki is the only one that knows what faster means.
Oh.
Can I send a reel that I sent to Andrew last night?
Yes. Sure.
I literally sent it to Andrew purely as a possibility for his reel, but I slant it to the message.
We're waiting. Oh, you texted it. All right. Volume?
No volume.
Okay, no volume.
No volume. Okay. Just check it out.
All right, ready? I'm clicking it.
I'm sorry.
What is that? Is it a rat?
Jeez.
What's wrong with you?
Rat soup!
Ew.
Isn't that gross,
ew,
dude?
Where is that?
It's squirrel.
No.
Either.
That's rat.
Hold on.
I can smell it right now, dude. Oh, I love it. Rat soup. Give me a rat soup.
That looks like adobo almost. Like some vinegar.
They're
some soy sauce.
They're so
broth.
Fat and big.
You think he cleaned them first or just dropped them in? Yeah, I think he just dropped them in.
That's crazy.
Or no, it's clean a little bit.
Oh, look at that.
They left the
eyes. No, it's not. It has nothing to do with rats. Look at this.
The eyes are still in.
I'm going to send you guys one more. It has nothing to do with rats.
Please don't do it.
Nothing to do with rats, I promise.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Don't look at it. Just click it.
Waiting for it.
Okay.
Is this some food?
Bro.
What do you have?
That was more scary than anything.
Yeah, you're going to have a hard time eating some bao buns whenever we get those in the office next time.
Was that an edit?
No, those are real.
I mean, the dude.
How did he put that in there?
It's
an edit, right?
No, that's real. No, those are real. What do you get?
Real crabs.
Are you making fun of me right now?
No.
That's 100% real.
No, 100%. You're lying.
No, I'm not. You cannot fake that.
You can literally see like the holes that the claws came out of.
How did he manage that?
I don't know.
It's good editing.
But speaking of lions, literally speaking of lions.
Don't be lying.
I'm not. Have you heard of these lions that live on an island in Africa?
No.
Okay, so there's this this island along the I'm just gonna say it.
Go for it.
These lions live on an island.
Lyland.
Off Okavango. That's what I'm going with. Okay. The Okavango River.
Okay.
So it's this giant river, right? And the waters, something happened to where the river like split and did something, and it basically entrapped this giant island where these lions lived. And so they're basically cut off from their food sources because this river was so heavy and like they couldn't really cross it and stuff. But the only thing that they could hunt was
themselves.
No, water buffalo.
Oh, okay.
Water buffalo, the Cape water buffalo. Their nicknames are Black Death because they're so dangerous. Like 2 times bigger than a lion. Jeez. And they're just so powerful. They usually kill lions, so lions usually avoid attacking them.
So really aggressive.
So yeah. But they had no other choice.
Yeah.
So they would start killing these Cape water buffalo, and they literally like evolved into these giant lions. They're like double the size of normal African lions. Like they look like, you know, those pit bulls that are just they look like that.
Golly.
The female lions are even like the same size as the male lions.
Oh
They're
my gosh.
Huge.
That's so, and so like, dude.
Yeah. So they just like, they had no other choice. So they like evolved to become bigger and stronger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine when they figure out they can swim now because they're so big.
Let me see if there's the island lions.
Yeah, dude. I found a bunch of photos of them, but it's like because they're alone, it's not in context of like the size of another lion.
Yeah. You know, but you can see how swole they are, right?
Yeah. They're, I mean,
you should look up the female island lion.
Jeez, man. That's kind of like wild pigs. Like how you can like take just regular like domesticated pigs, and if you release them in the wild, they will like their feet will change. They will grow more hair. The men will start growing tusks and stuff. It's crazy.
Whoa.
Yeah, like all because they just primitively they just know and just evolve in that way.
I can't it's find crazy. Pictures. I'll have to show you guys later from what I saw.
So imagine going to the island and be like, oh, thank goodness I'm safe. Just the largest.
No, there's lions one of this, like this picture of this female lion, and it's just like its shoulders are like boom.
Jesus,
huge.
Man.
Terrifying.
That's scary.
But also in Africa, I think it was in the 60s or 70s, this lady was at a zoo, and she had like a recording thing or something, and she noticed that these elephants were communicating to each other in this low hum that a human ear can't hear.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this little, like, but like we can't hear it. And so they did a test and they did this test. They went to Africa. They set up these giant speakers and they played the recording of it. And an elephant from 6 miles away was talking back to
it. No way.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
That's so wild.
Because they got the location.
They got the big ears.
Yeah,
I guess so. They start flying.
You know?
Just, come on.
He can fly.
I don't understand it, but like how that low frequency travels further. Like when someone drives past your house with subs, it'll feel like they're on your street, but really they're like 5 streets
over. Yeah, that's wild. Yeah. Man, elephants are crazy, dude.
Yeah.
That elephants. Hum, like the weird just a hum, like hum like that. I wonder like what kind of communication is that? Is it a call? Is it a warning? Is it a
I don't know.
Soothing thing?
I don't know.
It's I'll take the Kung Pao chicken.
Just giving their order through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pickup order.
Speaking of pickup order, you guys know the guy that killed Tupac, how that was just discovered?
Yeah.
Same as like Keith D, mm-hmm. I think. He just came out in court and said that he was paid $1 million in 1996. Guess who paid him?
Bill Gates!
No.
B.I.G.
P. Diddy.
P. Diddy.
What? Yeah.
He's so been now, rumored this so whole
now,
time, dude.
So now there's going to be an investigation, full-on investigation, because Keith D. said that P. Diddy paid him $1 million in 1996 to kill Tupac.
Could you imagine if that name? Comes out true?
Shakur.
Shakur?
Tupac Shakur.
Shakur.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Me and him are close.
Wait, so I'm pretending to know a lot. Was there strife?
Yeah.
It was there's the gangs. A ton. Yeah, East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah.
Rap gang?
Not gangs, but it's just like East Coast, West Coast
gang
rap.
Related.
Well, yeah, there was gangs involved, but yeah. I'm not saying like they weren't like leading a gang.
No.
It's yeah, there was just a bunch of beef with all those people back then.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was one of those things where it's like you never thought it was going to get saved. It's kind of like a JonBenet Ramsey thing.
Yes.
It's like this is no one's ever going to know. So when I saw that, I was like, how can they be sure? But yeah. This dude apparently had like it was like serial killer stuff. Newspaper clippings of the crime and everything. I'm like, and that isn't obviously there's a lot more to it, but it's like that's creepy alone.
Yeah.
Move on, dude.
Yeah. Speaking of moving on.
Yeah. Come on.
I just got a bunch of stuff.
Come on, Jada.
Oh, jeez. I have a dam story. The Hoover Dam. What?
You said, no.
Hoover Dam.
Yeah, yeah. You just said it kind of weird at first.
How did I say it?
No, go on. Carry on with the dam story.
The Hoover Dam.
I'm frying my retinas with this light, by the way.
It's that bright?
It's so bright.
Hey, you have a hood. You have a hood.
I did it, but I'm sure it looks stupid. Yeah,
it doesn't matter. It's worth it, right? Your retinas are worth it.
I could put my sunglasses
on. Now you kind of look like one of the fairy godmothers from...
Sleeping Beauty?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Give us a little bippity-boppity-boo.
No, I'm not doing it.
Cinderella, dude. What are you doing?
They're all the same, right?
Yeah.
All right, you ready for this, Lil?
I'm listening.
So, Andy shared this with me the other day, and I thought it was crazy. The first person who died building the Hoover Dam was the father of the last person who died building the Hoover Dam.
Oh, my gosh.
And they both died December 20th, 13 years apart.
Isn't that wild?
Well, that's unlucky, 13.
What are the odds of that?
Dude.
That's like one in a bajillion.
Yeah.
One in a wiggle-million.
I mean, if you're going to die, it's one out of 365, but you're thinking about the odds that your dad dies on that day. It's 13 years, the same project.
I don't think it's coincidence.
It's weird. What do you like? Yeah. How do you make sense of that?
I think that the dam needed to claim a life and instead took a lineage.
That's actually so that
well said.
What you just said is so scary. That's the beginning of the documentary.
I will not take a life. I will take a lineage.
Dude, that's an evil line at the very end. It's like, yeah.
That's a really good line.
In The Gladiator?
Seriously.
If The Gladiator, if you would have said
a life,
that.
I will take a lineage.
I will take your lineage.
Dude, that's so good.
So not factoring in the day that it happened, just a factor of how many people worked on the dam, it's 1/4,000%.
Dang.
The odds.
Well, it's got to be more than that, though, because you're thinking about...
That's what I'm saying. Not factoring the day.
On every... There's so many factors to it.
That they're related. It's just a numerical another person.
That's crazy. Did a lot of people die making the dam? Did he die... Did they both die at the site of the dam?
Yeah.
Constructing
it.
Yeah.
The first death was the dad. The last death on that project was the son.
I love that you guys just believed me. I really think I did math, but there's a high probability that it was terrible.
You did that math?
Yeah. But
there's 4,000%.
I mean, it sounded legit.
I mean, it could be, but somebody's going to be like looking up the stats. If you're into math, someone do that research and give us the actual odds.
Yeah. Whoever's good at damn math.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
The Hoover Dam. We're talking about the Hooper Dam.
She looks like one of the three blind mice with the glasses on. Yeah,
your look is ever changing. I will not replicate. Oh, look. I will replicate.
Lineage. It looks like you're on Rumspringa.
Like that.
That is exactly
like replicate.
Replicate?
Moving on.
You look like you're on Rumspringa right now.
What's that?
the people who like live an Amish life, but they give them like 1 month to like just go crazy in the real world.
And is so that just Rumspringer? Like, what is it called?
Rumspringer? I think it's what it's called. Oh. Rumspringer.
Butter churner, so, I think.
Butter churners. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that? Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No, mine was dumb. It was about the mice. I love those guys in Shrek, dude.
Yeah. I like the pigs.
The pigs are so good. What's your favorite? What's the line when you think of the pigs?
Oh,
she huffed and he puffed and signed an eviction notice. What is that?
I forget. Yeah. I need a, yeah.
We need to watch again, obviously.
Ouch.
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man!
The Muffin Man!
Did you guys see that new island in Japan?
You're on an island,
dude,
kick.
I did.
Island boys. Talking about island lions.
Did you see that conspiracy?
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
So island outside of Japan?
Yeah, there was an underwater volcano, and now there's this new island that formed off the coast of Japan.
Can we buy it?
Maybe.
Who owns it?
If it appears, it's probably going to disappear.
No, that's how Hawaii was made, man.
Okay, David Blaine.
It is disappearing.
Hawaii?
By like a foot a year, I think.
That's everything on this planet.
You go, Hawaii?
You're kidding me.
But yeah.
So we should own it. So let's just get a boat and just own it.
Yeah.
What about Tide? It seems like not a smart investment.
Well, you should probably give it a little bit.
I enjoy it.
I suppose America,
China's making their own islands.
Big island.
Do you see that?
Yep.
By doing what?
Making islands.
Dumping China sand?
No, they're like dredging up sand and just basically stacking it to where they like are literally making islands.
I don't know if that's smart.
So they can basically have more territory in the South China Sea. What is it? What's the sea?
Yeah, that's the one.
They should have learned from the Japanese.
You're so funny with those glasses.
I know.
It's cool. Like, you're like cooler I'm, with them. You're like, that's the one.
Yeah, that's the one, pal. Who's this cool nun over here? Wouldn't you like to know? Is she just sucking on her fingers? It's no cigarette.
But yeah, speaking of territories.
You're going to listen back to this episode and it's no joke, 2 minutes. You're like, speaking of this.
Listen, I just got facts today. You
That's
know?
All
I got
you stories. Had was that there was a new island?
I have questions about China. I didn't know they were building islands. Why? Yeah. So they're building islands. Why don't we do that? Why doesn't the U.S. create just more land on our coastline?
It's not sustainable.
I also don't think it's responsible.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's pretty terrible for the ocean floor.
Okay.
He's the next so,
guys, we're still throwing plastic in it, so we might as well make some land on there.
If you go and look at like the coastline, like Louisiana to Texas, and compare it to like Florida's Gulf Coast region, you can see what like. Granted, the Mississippi does pour out into the Gulf, but like you can see the effect of like oil and dredging the bottom and everything that it does.
I've been to Galveston. It's a nightmare. Galveston beaches are a literal nightmare.
Yeah. Really?
No, it's terrible. Maybe
Paige and I were dating, and I was like, yeah, it'd be cool to say I surfed in Texas. She was like, no, it wouldn't be.
The food's good. I like the views, but it was a bad beach. Bad, bad, bad. But what if we took all of our, you know, all the land that we take for like landfills and like dumps and stuff? And that's like, that's taking land away from where we could like, you know, build stuff and house. What if we built landfills on the ocean?
Hey, not a
bad
idea.
And we just put all of the trash on top of the ocean.
Hey, not a bad idea.
As long as it's not in it.
Hey, can we borrow that island over there, Japan? Start dumping all of our trash in Japan.
Dude, I want to know why China didn't learn from Japan. And when Japan unearthed Godzilla, China's going to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true.
Uh-oh.
I didn't know where you're going with that.
I think there
is
a Godzilla-like creature.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
There's got to be something that will blow our minds.
I mean,
like,
it was like
crazy.
Within the past, like, 10, 15 years, I would discover those giant, giant squids that are like 300 feet long.
That we've never seen before, and there's like things that we're rediscovering all the time.
Captain Jack Sparrow knew.
Yeah.
That's true. He always knew.
he did know that. Golly.
That is so spooky, though. What big thing are you most scared of? I'll go for a spider.
I think if... an underwater spider?
What? Just...
No. What would be scary big? Is that the essence of your question?
What is the scariest thing that could become big? What is the scariest thing that in a big form?
I watched that movie, Eight-Legged Freaks.
Dude, I used to love that
when
movie.
When I was in fourth grade. And it was so scary.
And you look back at it now, terrible. It's the effects are awful. Yeah. But in the time, you're like, this is, I can't imagine an aquarium falling over and a bunch of spiders mutating.
Yeah, it was terrible, but it scared me so bad. Definitely heightened my fear of spiders. Dude,
a millipede?
Oof. Yuck.
The size of a whale?
I just got
that would be crazy.
You got shivers?
I got shivers.
When I think about the ocean, it's like a big animal in the ocean, maybe not like a Godzilla lizard type
Godzilla,
of thing. Godzilla. You know, Godzilla. Wow. I think of a eel, like a black eel.
Yeah.
That would be like, that's the length of a whale would be terrifying. And I think that's 100% realistic because it's just a sea snake.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Do you remember this scene in SpongeBob when they turn into men with their mustaches and they have to go into the trench and they befriend all the monsters by showing them those slap?
Knee slapping.
They're like, hooray.
Now that we're men.
That's what's in the ocean.
Okay. We solved it.
Yeah.
My favorite line from the last Blurry podcast is when Andy goes, Megalodon, do you believe in it?
Oh, that was a half episode.
Oh. They're like, what do you mean believe in it?
What do you mean believe in it?
Oh, yeah, dumb question. I'm sorry. No, I'm stupid. I'll leave. No.
And they're like, oh, that it still exists. Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, Godzilla should be the next monster for one of the Pirates movies. Because they always jump to Singapore. Dude,
yeah.
That would be sick.
That would be really fun. Like literally a Godzilla in that time period.
Dude, I so love fun. The new Godzilla movies.
I haven't seen any
they
of them.
They give me hype.
Just watch the first one.
Okay.
And it'll get you hooked. It's
the one, Kong versus Godzilla. It was kind of.
The first Kong, first Godzilla are perfect films as far as like action goes. Like those.
Wait, are you saying the Jack Black Kong?
No.
No, not that one. That's King Kong,
loved
right?
that one.
It was fun. I liked it as a kid, but I think the one Kong now is just...
With Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, Samuel Jackson, so many people in it. It was such a fun movie to watch, and the music was great. The special effects, I was looking at Kong, and you're like, this looks so good.
Yeah.
I just wanted to send it back into a time machine like 50 years ago, and like just put it in, and just people would be like, what is this?
Yeah, because, the first film that ever came out was, a video of a train, and the people watching it literally thought it was going to come through the screen and, kill them all.
Really?
Yeah, they were screaming.
Never heard that.
Yeah. Like, they're literally like, oh, my gosh!
Dude.
But the picture's like...
Yeah.
It's like, this is so real!
See, that's why I always thought life was actually in black and white as a kid, because it was because everyone acted like it was just completely normal, and I'm like, this stuff doesn't look good at all, but everyone's like, this is amazing.
Some would say that is all they saw.
Mm.
True.
Ooh.
True.
There's no gray area.
But there are the grays.
Nee, 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 nee.
Little bubble people.
Gray area 51.
Whoa, that's where they got the name.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Dwarka, have you heard of it?
Excuse me?
Dwarka.
Gesundheit.
It sounds better with an Indian accent, but I'm not going to do it. Because it's in India.
Can I do it?
It was in India.
Yeah,
it still
you can.
Is in India.
Go ahead.
Just do a correct pronunciation.
No.
Do it.
Dwarka? Sound like a parrot.
Yeah, you sound like a parrot.
Do it.
Dwarka?
No, I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
Dwarka.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good.
It's not offensive.
No.
You guys tell us.
But these...
canceled.
These... there's this myth of this ancient city in India called Dwarka. And it was just rumored, right? Mm-hmm. And supposedly this city was just highly technologically advanced, and that there was 900,000 royal palaces made from crystal and silver, and the whole interior was gold and gems, and just this immaculate giant city, right?
Yeah.
But there was another rival city that tried to take over. And this city came in, and it says that there was a war that happened between them. And this war, it said this one city had ships that sailed in the air, and that they would shoot lightning down onto the city to try to destroy it. And then the people of Dwarka said that they were shooting lightning back at these ships. And then shortly after this war, the whole place was flooded and lost forever.
Bro.
So they thought.
They found it?
They've recently, in the past couple of years, have found remnants of Dwarka.
No way.
Yeah. And all these, because Dwarka, it said that it was built off of six stones.
Yeah.
And they literally, and they like, they described them in such a like unique way. They found off the coast of India these six stones that are fit the description perfectly.
Get out.
And
that's
they found
awesome.
They found like coins that they carbon dated to like over 11,000 years ago.
Jeez.
And like all this crazy, crazy architecture that they're just pulling up. But India, like they're like starting to discover more and more the deeper they dug into the ocean. India basically is like, no more.
Oh.
Like we're done. We're done looking at it. So they like basically cut all funding and like.
Well, maybe it just became too expensive.
Well, no, they just lost interest in it, or they're just like, we don't want people, like outsiders can't even come in and dig it up.
They're like, listen, we want to go to the moon, okay? We can't be funding this anymore.
Yeah, we need to go to the dark side of the moon.
And we did it.
Maybe they found technology from Dwarka to get them to the moon.
Hey, that's cool.
Or there was a message saying, go to the moon.
Get out of here. Go to the moon.
Get right out of here. We left you a message.
Yeah.
Wow. When we went on the cruise, it was like that same week that India had landed on the moon, that headline came out. Mm-hmm. And there were all these people that were employed on the cruise ship that were from India. And anytime I read that on their name tag, I always said, your country, are you so proud? Look at what
were.
They did.
They were. They're stoked about
that's
it.
Awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. That's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah. I know.
And they would always say, we land, we're the first to land on the south pole of the moon.
Yeah, they were always correcting because they were like, we're the first ones. I'm like, you're right, you're right.
Thank you, but don't diminish my accomplishment. I appreciate it.
But yeah, dude, I want to. I'm going to do like a lot of research on Atlantis
because
there's so much
that's
out there.
But that's just another one. They didn't think Troy existed. They found Troy. I do believe Atlantis exists. I'm fully convinced on that conspiracy. Yeah. I think we need to do a deep dive into it.
I mean, they made the movie Atlantis.
I mean, they filmed it there. Obviously,
they were there.
They just need to tell us where it's at. If they're not going to like let us know,
Disney the gatekeeper of all things secret?
Possibly.
Here's the thing: is that you're going to become this like Atlantis expert to where they're going to like fund you to go look for it and stuff like that, and then you're going to be like, wait a second,
wait,
I can't swim, I like, sink.
And then you're going to be like,
can't tread water for more than like 2 minutes.
I just sink. Yeah. There's people that can float.
Do you just quit? Do you just quit swimming though?
No, I did the scuba certification where you have to tread water above your head above for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. That was the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
I haven't done that in a long time.
You can't even take a break to put your head under the water. You just have to tread with your head. They said like
that's what treading water means. Yeah,
it's like describing it.
No, but you got to keep your head above the water though. That's swimming.
I was going to say that your chin can't even touch the water.
Really? Mm-hmm.
That's what they told me.
Right. Wait, how do you normally tread?
I mean, sometimes you can take a little rest.
No, you can't with this test. That's what I was trying to say. It's treading water times 10.
Yeah.
Jerks. Thanksgiving's ruined.
We're canceling it, dude.
It was dumb.
What is there another city in America that was always rumored to be true and that didn't happen?
I quit.
Don't quit. Don't do that. Hey, what's gonna make you happy?
Nothing.
You want to talk about Thanksgiving food for a second?
Yes.
Okay, let's do some this or that's. All right. You just tell me which one you think you fall in line with. All right. Turkey or ham?
Ham.
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 Yeah. Okay. Mashed potatoes or roasted potatoes?
Mashed.
Really?
Yep.
What about the little tiny roasted baby potatoes?
I do like those a lot.
I like those too, but it's not Thanksgiving.
Yo, but good mashed
still
potatoes?
Still a potato.
Mm.
What? Oh, good mashed potatoes?
Yeah, because there's some people that totally mess it up too, where it gets like too gummy.
Yeah, gluey is what you call
it. They like over whip them.
Yeah.
The starch.
Yeah. You also add too much into it too.
Yeah, people get too funny.
Yeah. What's the simplest, what's the rules for mashed potatoes then?
Hold on. I do have a question about this. Skin or no skin?
Skin.
Some.
I always do no skin.
It depends on the potato though.
Yeah.
If I do red potatoes, I'm keeping the red potatoes on.
That's what skin. That's what I use.
Yeah, I'm not putting them on, keeping the russets on. Corn or beans?
Corn.
Corn.
What kind of beans?
Jinx.
Green?
No, that's the next question. Green bean casserole or mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese.
That's not fair to pin them against.
No,
each
it
other.
Is. It is.
It's not fair.
Allergic
it's the
to
top
both.
Two sides out of Thanksgiving most of the time.
I will tell you, at my Thanksgiving growing up, it was green bean casserole. I never
green
had mac and cheese.
Green bean.
That was mine.
Hey, you can't get me. You always owe it to us. You always.
So green bean casserole or mac and cheese?
Mac
which
cheese.
One are you picking?
Mac and cheese.
I'm going to say for Thanksgiving, green bean casserole.
Okay. Andrew?
I can't have either.
Like, fried rice.
would you rather do pumpkin pie or pecan pie?
Pumpkin.
Yeah.
I do like pecan, though.
Yeah.
Pecan.
Pecan.
Pecan pie.
It's pecan.
Gravy or cranberry sauce?
Gravy.
Not fair to pin
you
him.
Need a boat.
Yes, it is. It's a side sauce.
I'll tell
cranberry
you.
Cranberry sauce you can feed to the dogs.
For the dogs.
I'm putting cranberry on my plate before I'm putting gravy.
That's crazy.
I was going to say cranberry.
Cranberry. Before I do cranberry.
Would you rather do cornbread or rolls?
Cornbread.
Depends, dude. Cornbread.
Like a good cornbread.
It has to be, if it's really that's good cornbread, thing. For sure cornbread.
It's 100% mac and cheese over green bean casserole because if it's the
it's
bad,
the best,
if
the it's, best. Okay, yeah, then cornbread for sure.
Yeah.
With some honey butter.
Honey butter. Mm. Now, this says stuffing and dressing. What's the difference between stuffing and dressing?
I think
it's the same thing.
Dressing is when you put in the booty in it. Of the chicken, of the turkey?
No, I think it dresses. When, I think it dresses like, it's like lower than a skirt, right? A dress?
Wait, but right?
Yeah, where you
stuffing is independent of the turkey. Well, or is it the opposite?
How would it,
I think it's the
you're
same
stuffing,
thing.
Stuffing.
I never called it.
You're stuffing the turkey.
Oh, so we're saying nomenclature, naming conventions.
I don't know.
Do you call it dressing stuffing?
No, it had down. Stuffing or a dressing, and I was like, is there a difference? And so if there's not
Maybe it's debating naming conventions.
Yeah.
Stuffing.
Holiday
with sausage.
Holiday movie or watching football?
Holiday movie.
Football.
Really? What's your go-to?
What?
She said football. I said really? Holiday.
That's more tradition for me.
I don't like the NFL.
Yeah. But it's like a good background.
Yeah.
What's the best Thanksgiving movies?
Christmas movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Good.
Thanks. Just the turkey.
Doing some turkey talk.
You
want to talk about that missile that was shot in space?
Sure.
Uh-oh.
Star Wars.
A war among the stars.
Fighting a war amongst the stars. Stars are who we idolize. Stars.
Idolize.
War. Fighting. Violence. Hollywood is inciting violence into our culture. They are waging war on the innocent.
Innocent. I spend a cent when I go to the store. But we're poor. I was really hoping you would say, because you said idolize, and I was like, idle eyes. Let's not have idle eyes. And then just keep going into it.
Who was it that shot the first? It was
one of the groups. I can't remember the name of it.
Brick?
No, it was... Maybe Hamas, maybe Syria. I don't know. They shot a missile that went into orbit or out or almost orbit, right?
Mm.
And Israel shot another missile and they intersected literally like in space.
Oh, no.
Outside of our atmosphere for the first time ever.
And it pushed us a little further away from the sun?
Probably.
Ruined everything.
That's why we're cold.
Do you guys remember Superman when he threw that atomic bomb into space?
This is so ADHD.
No.
This podcast.
I don't remember that. What movie was that?
That was like the early.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never watched it.
Oh.
He threw an actual, did he fly next to it, match the speed, and then just slowly start rising it up?
Yeah.
That's such a cool move. That's such a cool move. When they do that in movies, like you could see the pressure going up. It's like Iron Man and the
Avengers.
My eyes
are super itchy right now.
What's going on?
Costume.
Are you allergic to
turkey?
Racism?
Racism?
Pilgrims.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you allergic to your conscience?
Let's hope so.
I got some more stuff, but I kind of want to save it for the half episode.
Yeah. This is a good episode.
Yeah. Dwarka, Star Wars,
all
Skinwalkers,
Atlantis,
Blind Mice, Nuns,
Islands in Japan.
Mm hmm.
Yep. Thanks for watching, guys.
Kind of losing steam a little bit.
No, yeah. ADHD
was going like crazy, and then I think the Magic Mind just kind of like made me more focused, like chilled me out a little bit.
Yeah, Dad.
Not all jittery. Just kind of like, I have a task to do, and I will do it.
Accomplish.
Eliminate. Thanks for watching, guys.
Thanks.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Make sure to go to Sunday Cool Swag. All those discounted merch is up there. We have new merch that just dropped.
Yes.
Check it out.
We got socks. We got sticker packs. We got youth tees.
Look at these sticker packs.
Oh, yeah.
Look at these sticker packs.
Look it.
Wait a second.
Ouch.
Ninja logo. Avenge me. Andy Danoon. Pray for aliens.
Look at that.
NAB, baby.
Look at that. You can get them all on SendyCoolSwag.com. Hey, make sure to give us 5 stars and everything because it really helps.
Please, please. And if you love this content, you want more of it, go to patreon.com/ninjasarebutterflies. We're putting out new stuff every week. We drop a half episode every single Friday. So
and
when you're watching this,
access to this episode.
Yes, merch discounts, content, all that stuff, guys. We really appreciate it.
Yes,
thank you so much.
And go subscribe if you're not subscribed because we're trying to hit 1 million subscribers before the new year.
We're going
to
do it.
So go tell a friend. Go tell your whole entire family to go subscribe right now. Okay.
Go tell people that love turkeys. Go tell people that love ham.
Yeah. Okay, love you. Bye. Bye. The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
beautiful. I said, empty your mind. You learn martial arts. Ha! Ninjas are
nerds. Do your best, turkey.
Oh.